Welcome back to Talk to Talk. What you got, Anita Love, coming to you from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. God is good. Good, my family's good, another Deborah, you already know. On the podcast today, I'm talking about bad relationships. And I know I always talk about bad relationships, I know that, but I had to get this off my chest. And I'm not a doctor, I'm not a therapist, and I don't presume to know everything, but I've been going through some things with family and friends. And it's been very hard for me to process it and move forward and be supportive and understanding when it constantly eats at me. And no, I don't want to tell people what to do in their relationships. That's not the point. However, I am suggesting that if you're in a relationship where everything about you is based on your partner, it's not healthy. Having a thought that transcends into what your partner thinks and feels is not healthy. Going along with stuff just to keep down the peace because you don't want to hear your partner complain or fuss or argue is unhealthy. Even if it's a roommate, even if it's a family member, even if it's just a business partner, it's not healthy. If you walk around a person that makes you so unhappy to where you can't even enjoy a moment with them because you know it's going to come with something negative, it's not healthy. To the point where you feel so uptight and stressed and you have all these body aches, these migraines, and you want to eat because some people are stress eaters or you don't have the appetite to eat. So you end up losing this weight. And then before you know, when you get to feeling a little better, you start binging and then you gain all that weight back. That's not healthy. When a person is manipulative, narcissistic, controlling, or if a person do not care or do not see what they do to you, they will not stop. They will not change. A friend of mine told her husband that she wanted to work on their marriage apart because being under the same roof became more stressful. And he said, well, if you leave, then we might as well go ahead and get a divorce because I'm not going to be able to handle it with you not being under the same roof. And she took it as, oh, well, maybe he really do love me and he really do want the marriage to work. Now, me being the person that I am, I just said, that's a red flag. He can't control you. He can't control the narrative that he spins being under separate roofs. He can't spin it the way he wants to. And when you're not under the same roof, and if y'all disagree or something like that, you can make him leave or you can hang the phone up. But when you're under the same roof, majority of the time, it's hard for you to leave or separate from that situation because you don't have anywhere else to go, or at least you don't want to be living off of someone else, and they know that. Any man that really wants his wife, his girlfriend, his partner, whomever, and he knows in his heart that they have a lot of issues, and he also knows that some of the issues are stemming from him, he won't be happy with separating and living under the same roof, but he damn sure ain't gonna be happy if it gets to the point where you don't have a marriage. I learned for myself that you can accommodate a person's feelings. You could be mindful and respectful of that person's views and how they feel about certain things or how they may feel about certain things. But whenever a day comes where you're not even thinking that what you're doing is bothering them or going to bother them, it's going to be used against you. You're going to be defending why you didn't put that person's feelings before them, but they're not going to make it seem as if it's about you not putting their feelings before you. It's going to be those days where you don't go somewhere or do something because you don't want to argue with a person or you don't want to make a person think that you're cheating or make a person think that you're trying to do what your friends do that he don't really like. And then when you decide to go, well, what brought this on? Well, what's... It's going to make you feel uncomfortable. And it's going to be times where you're going to feel like, well, should I even go? Because, you know, I'm making him feel away. When really, you're not doing that. He's playing on you. Or, one better, You're sitting on the phone while you show up to a location, and they want you to actually stay on the phone until you get completely around your friends. And if you choose to get off the phone before them, they have a problem with that. That's not healthy. I know what it feels like to tell a person how they feel and they start arguing with you about what you do to them. Debating with you about your actions towards them. Jumping from one topic to the next, or one past situation to the next, and you can't even keep up with what really the issue is they have with you, when honestly, you're the one that was bringing to them how you feel, and now it has become you defending yourself because of how you have now made them feel from how you are trying to bring to their attention that, hey, this is how I feel. We need to talk. And then at the end of the conversation, you feel shitty, but you don't feel shitty because how you feel is the issue. You feel shitty because now it's about what you have done to them that you didn't even realize that you had done to them, or you didn't even think that what you've done was so bad because it was in the past and you thought that y'all had worked through it. And also because you really didn't do anything bad to them. You just responded to them about how you felt. But because your feelings of how they made you feel hurt their feelings. That's manipulative. That's gaslighting. That's narcissistic behavior. And people that have these type of traits sometimes will deny it or may not even see it for what it is. I know what it feels like to cater to a person, cook clean, do all these things, and then you can cook and after everybody ate, you've washed all the dishes, and they probably be the last person to eat, and then they'll turn around and they'll go and they'll put the dishes in the sink after you've cleaned the kitchen. No respect for you. But then you'll have an older daughter or a niece or someone that stay with you that might leave a cup in the sink, and that is the biggest issue. Because it's okay for them to do it because it's their house. They pay bills there. But it's not okay for a niece or a daughter to do it. But in my mind, it's disrespectful no matter who do it, because I don't do it. If people have washed dishes and I come in there after them, I'm rinsing that dish back out, or I'm putting it in a dishwasher. I'm going to clean that dish. I'm not going to leave a dirty dish in the sink when I know that somebody came in there and cleaned it. See, a friend of mine has a adult daughter that still lives with her. So her husband uses her adult daughter to be able to manipulate and cause issues and cause drama. And she knows it. Although some of the issues that her husband brings up are valid and they are facts. But the way in which he do it is very manipulative, because he doesn't bring it up when there's no issue. He only brings it up when something is brought to his attention from the wife, or if it's something else that the wife may say, and then they'll find a way to bring that in. And then whatever the wife said never even gets touched. It was brought up, and then it became about the daughter. And then at the end of the conversation, the wife is standing there looking like, okay. And then she leaves feeling even worse because how she felt. It's never even a problem. Like, it was never even thought of. It was just dismissed. Like, oh, okay, whatever. But hey, this. And that's become their routine. And she sits there and she fusses and she argues about the disrespect. And it's constantly about the disrespect. And this person don't even feel like they're disrespectful. And I keep saying, if a person feel like they are not disrespectful to you, they're never going to change. Sometimes you have to show people what they give you. Sometimes you have to be clear to those people of how they are doing you. Or else they're never going to change. The more they put into their home, the more he feels like he have a say and a power. And it's always this thing about leading. Well, you lead and I follow you. But you don't even respect them. So how can they lead? You understand what I'm saying? Like, how can a person say, I'm going to follow you if you lead, when you can't even respect the person to understand and listen to how they feel without it being about you or without it being about something that you got on your mind. Or one better, if you bring up something, if he brings up something, right, and the wife don't agree with it, she is wrong because they're not on the same page. They should be on the same page about any and everything. She should agree with him. Now, mind you, when they disagree, it's not in front of their daughter. It's usually with them having a conversation. And because she say, I don't agree with it, or I don't want no part of that, she is the bad guy because she's being honest with him about how she feels. Now, they're having situations where she's went along with things, never even said how she felt about it, that she didn't really support, that she didn't agree with, and she went along with it anyway, and it made her feel like shit. And to this day, whenever she brings it up, it still makes her feel like shit. And he was okay with that. As long as she's not honest about how she feels, he's great. That's not a marriage. That's not a relationship. I think this is probably the one situation, relationship that I have hoped and prayed for out for her. But it's not as easy as some of us would want to make it look like. Girl, just go. It's not that easy. I mean, she has responsibilities. She has limited support that's not going to inconvenience other people. There's a lot of legal situations within them. So it's not just as cut and dry as we would think. And there is this thing called finances as well. So to plan these type of things out, it has to be completely planned out to the T. And she's not fully at that point. She was at that point before. And then something happened legally that kind of tied her hand. And so now she's dealing with that, the legality of that to get out of that situation. Nothing criminal or anything like that, but just some legal stuff that she has to go through court and see all that through. And then once she gets through that, then she's able to start back the process of saying, well, maybe let me find me something else. And he knows that. He knows that legally, financially, her money is tied. And so she can't just take money and just go because it's tied. And so from the outside looking in, it does feel like it's intentional and it's manipulative. Like, this person had picked an argument with this person for just taking a walk to clear her head because of the negative energy that they have given her. I just wonder sometimes what goes into some of these people's minds when they just so into controlling. You know what I'm saying? It is like one day she was telling me that she told him, she was like, I would love to see how you will function with a different woman. She said, because I just don't see another woman putting up with you. And he made the remark, so you think that another woman wouldn't love me? And she was like, no, I don't. I don't think she'll be able to put up with you. He said, no, I said, no. He said, plenty of women will love you, but would they be in love with you enough to deal with you? That's what I'm asking. And he kept saying, so you don't think another woman? And I'm sitting there thinking, like, girl, listen to him. He thinks that what he do to you is nothing. Because he knows in his heart of hearts that he hasn't been great to you. He knows in his heart of hearts of what he has done to cause pain or disappointment or hurt to you. He doesn't care. And when you're dealing with a person that don't care about what they've done to you, they're never going to change. They're going to drag you down. They want you to be miserable and unhappy. They want you, your life to be so consumed with them to where you don't even focus on you to be better. They may come here and they're like, you know, I want you to do good and I want you to be better. No, they don't. That's a game. That's a game that they're playing. So women, if you have the opportunity to get out, you get out. And if you're in this type of relationship, you try to save your money. You try to work out a plan to get you from that bad situation. Take back you. Take back your power. Take back your control. Do not let any man, I don't give a fuck if you marry, you got children, I don't give a fuck what the situation is. Do not allow any man to belittle you, dog you, treat you, minimize anything about you. You are worthy. And you know your worth. And you demand it.